朋友们应该都已经收到了国际宇航科学院的通知了吧？
Friends, have you all received the notification from the International Astronautical Federation?
不要擅自回复外星人的消息。
Don't reply to alien messages without authorization.
一旦外星人和你接触，
Once you come into contact with aliens,
你要第一时间通知联合国。
you should notify the United Nations as soon as possible.
话说，你让我通知
He told me to notify you.
联合国，你留个电话号码呀，
Tell me your phone number.
电话号码也不留，
No phone number was left.
你让我怎么通知？
How to notify you?
是不是搞笑？
Is it funny?
并且有外星人和我联系，
And I was contacted by an alien.
我还有心思和联合国联系？
I have the time and energy to contact the United Nations.
对不对？
Is it right?
我他妈都懵了。
And completely stunned.
并且你还，你等等，
And you also, etc.
我不回答是吧？
No, I don't answer.
他一生气，
He was furious.
他给我俩大逼斗怎么办？
What should I do with the two big breasts?
是吧？
Is it?
那我难道通知帽子叔叔吗？
Should I notify Uncle Hat?
帽子叔叔来了。
Uncle Hat is coming.
他也保护不了我呀，
He can't protect me either. Well,
怎么想的啊？
how do you think?
很有意思啊。
That's interesting.
就但是呢，我们把这件事啊，我
Just but, however, well, we will do this thing.
们结合美国军方啊，
We combine with the US military.
他们已经连续3次解密了 UFO 的档案。
They have already decrypted UFO files 3 times in a row.
数量非常大，有200多份啊。
That's more than 200, right?
中间有大量的视频资料。
There are a large number of video materials in the middle.
这些资料里面看得到很多的飞行的这个东西。
These materials show a lot of flying objects.
它一看就是造物啊。
It's clearly a work of art.
它就是不是自然现象。
It is not a natural phenomenon.
那么既然是造物呢？
So, if it's a creation,
要么是人造，
either it's artificial,
要么就是另外一种文明造的嘛。
or it's another civilization that created it.
很多的飞行器看那个飞行轨迹。
Looking at the flight trajectory of many aircraft,
那就不是人类能够做得到的，
that's not something humans can do.
所以那只能是另外的文明造的。
Therefore, it must be the work of another civilization.
至于是地外的还是地内的，
Whether it's from abroad or from within,
不知道。
I don't know.
总而言之，
In conclusion,
这是最近的一个非常火爆的一个事件。
this is a very popular event recently.
啊，那再结合这个科学院的消息，
So, combining this information from the Academy of Sciences,
我们也就能够知道啊，
we can also know that
他们其实早就已经知道有这种现象了，
They actually already knew about this phenomenon.
只不过是大家都没引起重视。
Just that everyone didn't pay attention to it.
他们也就不吭声。
They also remained silent.
现在大家都已经看到了，
Everyone has now seen it.
那就通知大家，
Let me inform everyone.
你们不要乱说话呀。
Please don't talk nonsense.
外星人爸爸一旦惹毛了，
Once an alien father is angry,
不知道会发生什么，
I don't know what will happen.
就是这么个事儿。
That's the situation.
那么说到这个外星人呢，
So, when it comes to this alien,
我们就不得不聊到这个费米悖论。
we have to talk about this Fifi paradox.
就这个很多人都知道，
Everyone knows this.
我还是废话两句。
I'll just say a few more words.
就是美国的大物理学家费米有一天在那儿发愣啊。
One day, the famous American physicist Fermi was lost in thought.
他的同事就问他，啊，
His colleagues asked him,
就你弄啥呢？
"You're messing with me."
你发啥愣呢？
Hello, how are you?
他就说，他们在哪些？
He said, "Well, where are they?
就他们在哪儿？
Where are they?"
从概率的角度上而言的话，
From a probabilistic perspective,
宇宙当中应该有大量的类地球文明的这么一些文明，
there should be a large number of civilizations similar to Earth in the universe.
但是我们为什么无论如何都找不着呢？
But why can't we find it no matter what?
是吧？那这就很难的解释啊。
That's a difficult explanation, isn't it?
由此呢，就有了另外一个理论，
This leads to another theory,
就叫大过滤器。
just call it a big filter.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是有没有一种可能，
There is a possibility that
任何一个文明发展到一定阶段的时候，
once a civilization reaches a certain stage,
它就会自然的走向毁灭。
he will naturally go to ruin.
那么也就找不着了，
Then it's gone,
是吧？
is it?
就由悖论发展成了一个恐怖故事啊。
This has led to the development of a terrifying story.
那么对这个东西呢，我倒有一些自己的想法啊。
As for this, I actually have some of my own ideas.
第一呢，我觉得找不着也没什么特别奇怪的。
First, I don't think it's strange that I can't find it.
如果外星文明过于低级了，
If the extraterrestrial civilization is too low level,
我们找不着，很正常。
it's normal to not find it.
如果很高级，
If very advanced,
它有没可能它就隐身了呢？
could it possibly disappear?
是吧？
Is it
我们的设备找不着它，
Our equipment is missing.
那也很正常。
That's perfectly normal.
另外，如果有一些和我们相似的，
In addition, if there are some similar to us,
那么有可能是因为窗口期太短。
therefore, it could be because the window period is too short.
那边我们人类能够探测这个宇宙，这才多少年？
For example, we humans have only been able to detect this universe for a few years.
并且很有可能，我们现在你看，人工智能已经出来了。
And it's also very likely that we can see that artificial intelligence has already emerged.
迅速的一发
Rapid development.
展，我们就又会把自己给隐身
We will hide ourselves again.
了。所以窗口期太
Therefore, the window period is too short.
短，我们相互之间看不到，也很正常。
It's perfectly normal that we can't see each other.
所以我觉得倒，没有太奇怪的地方。
So, I don't think there's anything particularly strange about it.
那另外一个问题呢？
The other question is,
就是他们不是早就已经来了吗？
they haven't arrived yet, have they?
我们为什么还要觉得我们必须要找到他们呢？
Why do we still feel that we have to find them?
那么这就也存在一种，奇怪的一个悖论啊。
So, this also presents a rather strange paradox.
举个例子啊，
Give an example, please.
比方说有一个光头佬啊，有。
For example, there was a bald man.
一个英俊的穿着蓝色衣服的光头佬啊，他。
There is a handsome man with a bald head and blue clothes.
驾着一个小飞机穿越了这个原始森林啊，那
He flew through this primitive forest in a small plane.
么有一个小狮子看到了，
Then a little lion saw it.
然后这狮子就屁颠屁颠的跑去报告他的皇上啊，皇上，人把。
And the lion quickly ran to report to his king.
我看到了一个外星师，啊，
I saw an alien corpse.
我他说哪里呀？
He said, Where is he?
证据拿来。
Bring the evidence.
他说没有证据，
He said, There was no evidence.
那我来看看。
Let me see.
然后就动用他的高科技，是吧？
Then he used his high-tech right.
鼻子闻呐，眼睛看呐，
Nose to the left, eyes to the right.
耳朵听呐，是吧？那，
Are you listening?
顺风听，逆风听，怎么都找不着。
I can't find the Shenfeng office in the opposite direction.
好，那说，你看我动用了这么高的高科技。
So, you're saying that he used such high-tech equipment to look at me?
我都找不
I can't find it.
着，那就证明根本不存在。过来，赏他两耳光。
Let's prove that he doesn't exist.
这事就麻烦了。
This is a problem.
所以我们现在是不是有可能就出于这个狮子的这个境地呢？
So, are we now in a situation where we are just like this lion?
是吧？
Is it?
那我们他们其实早就已经来过，
So, they actually came here before
并且多次来过，
and have come here many times.
但是看到的人来不及反应。
But the people who saw it were too late to react. Well,
甚至于他们反映了，拍到了资料。
Even so, they reflected the fact that they had taken pictures of the events.
但是大家都觉得不相信，
But everyone thought it was unbelievable.
因为这个觉得反正不是我亲眼看到的。那另外一个问题呢？
Because I think it's not a problem that I personally saw.
我们自己又探测不到。
We cannot detect it ourselves
因为他们太强了，
because they are too strong.
我们也就无法探测。
We also can't detect it.
于是大家就在那，
Actually, everyone is there.
你怀疑我，
I suspect you.
我怀疑你，相互不信任。
I suspect you are not centered.
其实 UFO 这个事情呢，提醒了我们一件事儿。
Actually, the UFO incident reminds us of one thing.
有的时候，我们不能太以人类为中心，
Sometimes we can't see the bigger picture.
可能我们应该把自己看得再低级一点点，
Maybe we should lower our expectations a little bit.
看得再弱小一点点，并
If you look at it a little bit weaker.
且我们对于一些未知的东西，更多的应该保持一种好奇。
And we should be more cautious about some unknown things.